The Lord is with us, heart dwellers. And I have a message from Ezekiel to share with you today. It began when he was speaking to the Lord. He said, although I'm happy to be coming to have communion with you, I could still feel a heaviness hanging in the air. However, I didn't know if it was just me or the enemy, or if something was really hurting your heart. Lord, we all know what is coming, and we all sense that the days of this free nation are numbered. Many of us are simply numb at the thought of an actual war on this soil and the beginning of the Great Tribulation. Jesus replied, "Try to stay calm, my love. How many times have I told you that I would not allow any of my brides to be exposed to such carnage and tragedy? Time and again I have assured you in the Holy Scriptures that I would take you out of trouble and away from the sinful," Psalm 37:40, "and in the secret place of my tent I will hide you. I will set you high upon a rock. Then your head will be lifted up above those who hate you," Psalm 27:5. "Remember Lot and his family. I did not leave them in Sodom and Gomorrah and bring them through the falling brimstone. No, I brought them out before the destruction fell. I lifted Noah and his family up and out of the flood. I did not make them go through it. Rather, I set them up and above the raging waters." There are so many examples of my providence ahead of time. Does it make sense to you that I would have my precious bride, she who has been so faithful to me, go through the same punishment as the sinful of the earth? By the very nature of a serious and deep love relationship that is leading up very soon to the wedding, what groom would delay their day of joy only to leave his bride-to-be out in the barren wilderness, exposed to the harsh climate and surrounded by deadly predators? I tell you that he would waste no time in running to her rescue. He would snatch her away quickly, protecting her from every potential danger. Then he would whisk her away to the safe and protected place that he had been preparing for them and their new life together. What am I getting at? Earlier you asked me, "Lord, what would you like to give us your guidance about tonight?" My guidance and counsel to you tonight is simply, but very intentionally, summed up in two words: salvation and rapture. Yes, salvation and rapture. Everything that I have been teaching you in this past year, everything that I've been preparing in you, is for the saving of souls for eternity and to make straight the way for the Lord when he comes to gather his bride to himself. For far too long, the enemy has used this magnificent day of your Lord's coming as a source of division among my people. My servant Paul, after laying out exactly what events would take place when my faithful ones are caught up, in his first letter to Thessalonians says, "Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." Notice, the Holy Spirit does not say quarrel and argue, debate and discourage one another, nor are you to listen to the insinuations of the enemy, whispering lies and dissuading you with carefully projected doubts, such as using your common sense, and that it's already been more than 2,000 years, and many generations also watched and believed, etc. No. You are to build each other up in your most holy faith, and yes, comfort one another with these words. My words to you are faithful and true. My father is patient and kind, long-suffering for ages and ages. But I tell you now, the time of mercy is coming to a close rapidly, and the time of judgment is soon to come. Lift up your eyes and be glad. Your salvation is close at hand.